from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The French president responds to WikiLeaks revelations of U.S. spying. French President Francois Hollande says allegations the U.S. eavesdropped on his phone calls and those of his two predecessors are unacceptable and adds that France will not tolerate anything that threatens its security. Mr. Hollande released a statement Wednesday after meeting with his defense counsel to discuss the release by WikiLeaks of documents saying that the U.S. National Security Agency spied on the last three French presidents. Officials say the U.S. ambassador to France has been summoned to the office of France's foreign minister, Laurent Fabius, to discuss the issue. The WikiLeaks documents were published by French daily newspaper Liberation and investigative website Mediapart. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has made clear in an address on Tuesday night that Iran will not accept any long-term curbing of its nuclear program as negotiators from his country and a group of world powers close in on a deadline for reaching a comprehensive agreement. The two sides have been working on the details of a plan to scale back Iran's nuclear program for a period of 10 years in exchange for relief from sanctions that have hurt the country's economy. June 30th is their self-imposed deadline after reaching a framework agreement in early April. Khamenei said limitations lasting 10 to 12 years would be unacceptable. The Rwandan government has denounced the arrest of its intelligence chief in the United Kingdom as unacceptable and an outrage. At the request of Spain, Karenzi Karake was arrested on allegations of war crimes. Mr. Karake was detained at London's Heathrow Airport on Saturday and is to appear in court on Thursday for his alleged role in reprisal killings during the 1994 genocide. This is VOA News. Insults flew in South Africa's parliament on Tuesday as members debated the government's decision to not arrest Sudan's president on an international genocide warrant during his recent visit. The debate exposed not only the different opinions about the government's actions, but also the deep acrimony that has lately come to define South African politics. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg.
More than 90 minutes into the debate, South African lawmakers were still launching angry verbal assaults on President Jacob Zuma and on each other. The bitterness was perhaps best expressed by opposition politician Musiwa Lekota.
The leadership, President Zuma and his cabinet, do not deserve to lead us. They have failed to uphold the constitution of our land. The oaths you made mean nothing. You lied to us. You said you'd uphold the constitution, uphold the law, and be the example. You have misled the people of our country. And now we are ashamed.
Peter Mulder, another opposition party leader, said he thought this was the worst scandal the nation has seen in a while. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Sudan's president Omar al-Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges that he masterminded a genocide in Sudan's Darfur region, where his government has been fighting rebels since 2003. He has denied the charges. The U.S. government will reportedly no longer threaten to prosecute families who try to negotiate with the captors of Americans being held hostage overseas or pay ransom to win their release. President Obama is expected to soften a U.S. policy when he releases a broad review of U.S. hostage guidelines on Wednesday at the White House alongside several hostage families. Convicted Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev will be given the opportunity to speak publicly on Wednesday when a judge formally imposes the death sentence recommended by a jury for the 2013 attack that killed three people and wounded 264 others. The sentencing hearing will feature statements by bombing victims on how the attack has affected them. One protester outside of the courthouse commented on the sentencing.
This sentence, this futile sentence, the death penalty does not bring back any of the deceased. It doesn't heal any of the wounded. It never affects crime to the positive. It doesn't change terrorism for the better. The only thing that does is forgiveness and compassion for all.
Mr. Tsarnaev himself will also get a chance to speak, although it is unclear if he will. The 21-year-old remains silent throughout his trial. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.